Was there a specific school you rooted for or cheered for when you were growing up in New Jersey? Was it Penn State?
I mean, whoever was, you know, closest to home, you know, if Penn State played Temple, I'd root for Temple, you know. They, you know, Philadelphia's not that far away. You know, Temple, you know, whoever they played, I root for them. Whoever Rutgers played, I root for them. Penn State, Pittsburgh, you know, the local teams, Maryland.
Thanks, Mike.
Growing up, I'm sure you obviously knew a lot of people that, like, admire Joe Paterno. You probably even did yourself. Just, like, what would you think about, like, when you did think about him and just, like, everything that he's done with that program?
You know, he's been in the game very, very long time. You know, he's a legendary coach. People think of Penn State, they instantly think of Joe Paterno. So, I mean, whatever you think about him, I'm sure the rest of America thinks about him, and I probably fit right in with that bunch. You know, it's nothing but respect.
You got a lot of friends that play over there at Penn State?
I don't know anybody over there.
You don't know anybody?
No.
I guess what kind of goes through your mind when you think about this being like a Big Ten opener and, you know, being against a quality opponent such as Penn State?
I mean, it's just people. I mean, honestly, that's how I really look at it. They're just people, and that's the mentality that you have to walk into with anything. You know, if you go to view the scout team that way, view the offense that way during camp, view Eastern Illinois, Arizona, Iowa State, Ball State, Penn State, Michigan, Georgia Tech. You have to view them all the same so you don't, you know, have to play up or down to whoever you're playing against. You just go as hard as you possibly can, and the results will show.
I was going to ask you, coming in this season, I mean, Iowa's defensive line, as much as any unit in the country, was about as set as could be, and yet you've been able to break in and get some, it's not only significant playing time, but play well. How have you done that?
Just working. You know, I didn't change anything. Just came here to work. You know, you work hard enough and things will happen. Things will happen. Just keep working hard.
Coach mentioned he threw the name out, Mitch King, and talked about you Saturday. As far as the energy that you bring to the field, is that something? Just have you always been that way? Just that's the way you play the game?
I can't even remember when I started being that way. So I guess it's always been like that. You know, you just have to get excited, play this game, especially be able to play for somebody like Coach Ferentz.
Yeah.
I mean, that even increases it that much more.
Can you walk us through some of your celebrations? You seemed like you had a different one for each type of a loss Saturday. There was a stompy one, and there was a little bit of a dance, I think.
Truth be told, I blacked out after every play I made, so I have no idea what happened.
You lose control then, huh?
Yeah, one time I woke up and Christian was on top of my head, so, I mean, I really don't know what goes on.
So spontaneous?
It's how it has to be. You know, you can't walk out here planning, you know, to do a two-step and some funky stuff, because then that's disrespectful to the game.
Right.
You know, it has to be spontaneous.
So you're just having fun, then, pretty much.
Yeah.
Player of the week this week. Did you hear from a lot of folks back home?
No, I just heard that from who was that said it to me?
Probably
another reporter told you.
Yeah.
You didn't know yesterday?
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, that. You know, I don't even pay attention to any of that stuff. Honestly, I just want to keep getting better.
Have you heard from folks back home? Everybody seem to make plays now or anything?
I mean, my parents are happy.
Yeah.
You know, my friends are happy. So people say, you know, you look real good out there. And just tell them thank you. You know, I personally don't feel it's that way. You know, that's why I'm here today, so we can keep getting better.
I know that you were saying that, like, you view everybody as just as people, like, when you're out there on the field. But since, you know, the last couple of weeks you've kind of been in the spotlight, have you noticed, like, a difference as far as, like, maybe people coming up to you, you know, recognizing you more now than, say, last year, 2 years ago when you first arrived?
Well, I mean, define people. You mean just people
just, like,
on
campus? Just, like, you know, if you go around campus or if you, like, go to get something to eat or, you know, when you're not here, in other words.
I haven't really seen that big of a change. You know, I like to think that I have a normal-looking face. I don't really stand out. You know, Adrian has dreads and a beard, so people want to know who he is, you know. But, no, I really haven't noticed that big of a change with anything.
Do you kind of like being low-key then, in that sense?
Yes. Yes. It feels like keeps being low-key, keeps you grounded, more helps you stay focused.
Would you say that that's kind of like what makes you guys such a good defensive line? I mean, yeah, obviously guys like Adrian and Christian get in the spotlight a lot, but you all seem pretty low key, like when you know you're talking to us or you're just kind of out there on the field just doing your thing.
What exactly are you asking?
Do you feel that like that being low key has helped make you guys?
Yes, because it creates a sense of humility. It helps you stay humble and always look at the ways in which you can improve and get better, and that will happen. You know, you pat yourself on the back in January when you're home, you know, and other than that, it's just work. Just continue to work. Work Monday, work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, focus Friday, go back to work Saturday, Sunday. I mean, that's how it is.
What's going to be, I guess, your routine on Saturday, you know, the hours leading up to the game, as far as, like, getting yourself mentally prepared for what you have to do?
Just exactly what you said, just getting mentally prepared. I mean, there's really nothing special about it. You know, there's no special potion. There's nothing. You just focus on what you have to do. Go through the playbook. It gives you more time to go through your playbook and understand what schemes we're running, what schemes they're running, how to play what, you know. But I'd say that's about it. Just stay, try and just really go over your job, you know, repeatedly.
Yeah, I know on last Saturday you were telling me how you credited a lot of your success recently to studying film and being very astute with that. A couple of the guys leading up to Arizona were saying how they might watch some film on game days leading up just to make sure they have everything down. Is that something that you find yourself doing, like maybe right before you get on the bus to come down to the stadium, like just put in some film just to make sure you know exactly what you got to do?
Can you make that?
I mean, the best way to put that is any chance that you have to watch film, just watch it. Game day, the day before the game, 2 days before the game, 3 days before the game, so forth. Just film study is very important, and whenever the chance opens itself up for you to watch film, you have to watch it.